There we go. It's conditional use number 2143, Tri-Gas and Oil Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for petroleum fuel storage and office facility to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 1.9475 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 766 feet south of Wilson Hill Road. The 911 address is 20205 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown. The tax parcels are District 135, Map 14, Parcel 66.10, and a portion of Map 135, District 135, Map 14, Parcel 66.07. Staff would submit for the record there was an exhibit booklet, a staff analysis, and we did receive the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation and their other general comments from reviewing agencies. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weideman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Tri-Gas and Oil Company, Inc., who's applied for a conditional use of land in a C1 district for petroleum fuel storage and an office facility, and that's for an existing business known as Tri-Gas and Oil. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application are Nash McMahon, Vice President of Tri-Gas, to my left. You're right.
I believe that's pronounced McMahon. Mr. McMahon, how are you this evening?
I apologize for mispronouncing your name. And Michael Coben, professional engineer. As Ms. Cornwell indicated, we did present or submit exhibit booklets in support of this application for your review and consideration. Among other things, those booklets include a copy of the preliminary site plan, the lot line adjustment plan, the DLDOT response, the deeds to the property. There's an easement agreement that was recorded on August 8th. There's a written summary of the compliance with the comprehensive plan and, of course, proposed findings of fact and conditions. The lands that are subject to this application contain approximately 1.95 acres. They're located at 20205 DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown, Sussex County, Delaware. Property is currently improved with two fuel storage tanks as well as a small storage building, and that's pursuant to conditional use number 1080, which was approved by County Council in 1994 and is currently used by the applicant for the existing operations in Sussex County. Tri-Gas and Oil is a family-owned fuel company. It's offered energy solutions to customers on the Delmarva Peninsula for more than 60 years. Over the years, Tri-Gas has expanded. They now offer a full range of energy solutions to both residential and commercial customers in Maryland, Delaware, and the Delmarva Peninsula. In addition, they now offer state-of-the-art heating equipment and install a full range of products to enhance the comfort and enjoyment of their customers. That includes propane fireplaces and stoves, space heaters, grills, and tankless water heaters. Tri-Gas and Oil acquired this property, parcel 66.10, on April 13th of 1995, and that was for the purpose of storing bulk fuel and parts in connection with the operation of their fuel company. They currently have a sales and customer service office located on another site, also on Route 113, which is in close proximity to this property. They are seeking to consolidate and expand their existing operations in Sussex County. And in furtherance of that goal, they have acquired additional lands from the adjoining property owner, Randolph Gooner. He's the owner of parcel 66.07. So Tri-Gas and Oil has purchased 39,830.22 square feet, or 0.9144 acres, of land from Mr. Gooner on August 7th of 2018. Those lands are identified on the preliminary site plan as Area A, and they have been added as an extension to parcel 66.10. Also, in conjunction with their purchase of this property, Tri-Gas and Oil has transferred its interest in parcel 66.10 to an affiliate entity of theirs known as Marshy Hope Properties LLC. And they also purchased Area A from Mr. Gooner in the name of Marshy Hope Properties. Thus, Area A is now included as an extension to parcel 66.10, and the owner of the property is Marshy Hope Properties as the successor in interest to Tri-Gas and Oil. Notwithstanding the change in ownership of the property to an affiliate entity of Tri-Gas and Oils, Tri-Gas and Oil will continue to operate its family-owned business from the property. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Michael Coben, professional engineer, to present the site plan and to address the engineering aspects of this project. Once Mr. Coben has completed his portion of the presentation, I will briefly present a summary of this project's compliance with the comprehensive plan. At this point, I'd like to introduce Mr. Coben.
Good evening. I'm Mike Coben with George Miles and Buehr, the project engineer. I'll just briefly describe the site to you as we envision it. And okay, there basically are two components. The front of the site will be the public facing side of the business. So they'll have their 3,200 square foot building here. We're looking at the potential for auto gas dispensers and a canopy here. And the existing, this existing storage building would stay in place. The rear of the site, we envision this as being, this area as being fenced. Rear of the site would be the business operations. The two existing storage tanks that are on the site now would be shifted back into this area. There would be room for some petroleum storage tanks and a canopy to go with that. Some room set aside for propane tank storage. Parking for their the bobtail trucks, delivery trucks, and several transport trucks. And they also envision possibly having some roll-off storage in this top corner here. We're looking at a common entrance for both the customer and the business traffic. There would be an exit on this end for the customers, a second entrance inside the fenced area for the delivery trucks, transport trucks. Both of these entrances will have to be constructed to DLDOT standards approved by them. And they have already weighed in on the shared entrance, and they try to promote that wherever they can so they don't have multiple entrances on single parcels. Parking, we have, there are 16 parking spaces required, 22 have been provided in this site plan. And that's really all I have for you.
Okay.
Have any questions?
We'll ask them at the conclusion of Ms. Burton's presentation. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Coben. As mentioned, the code identifies this property as being located in the C1 district. The purpose of the C1 district is to provide for retail shopping, personal services, and a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, which generally serve a community-wide area. Such uses are generally located along major arterial roadways where there is a general mixture of commercial and service activities. The code provides that such uses shall not be characterized by extensive warehousing, frequent heavy trucking activity, open storage of materials, or the nuisance factors of dust, odor, and noise associated with manufacturing. Again, this property is located on Route 113, a major arterial roadway. It is in an area where there's already a general mixture of commercial and service activities. The proposed use will not result in extensive warehousing, frequent heavy trucking activities, open storage of materials, or nuisance that may be associated with manufacturing. Rather, this use is of a semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the residents in Sussex County who receive their energy needs from Trigas and oil. The code provides that this proposed use may be permitted as a conditional use when approved in accordance with the provisions of Article 24. The proposed use is also consistent with the purposes and goals of the Comprehensive Plan Update 2008 Future Land Use Plan, which identifies this property as being located in a highway commercial area and developing area. The plan provides that the highway commercial areas include concentrations of retail and service uses that are primarily located along highways. In addition to primary shopping destinations, this area would also be an appropriate place to locate hotels, motels, car washes, auto dealerships, lumber yards, and other large-scale commercial uses that are not primarily targeted to the residents of immediately adjoining residential areas. As far as the developing areas are concerned, the plan provides that these areas are newer, emerging growth areas. They're often located near main arterial roads that connect major destinations within the county, such as Route 113. Most of the proposed developing areas are adjacent to municipalities, and most are within potential future annexation areas of a municipality. In some cases, the developing areas are not yet served by sewer and water systems, but have the potential to secure these services, either from public or private providers that provide services to nearby locations. The permitted uses include a variety of office uses and business and industrial parks in areas with good road access and few nearby homes. In addition, the plan provides that careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. State strategies for state policies and spending map classifies this property as being part of investment level one. And again, the proposed use of the property is an expansion of the existing use, consolidates existing uses on located on other lands of Trigas and oil on Route 113. The purpose of the consolidation and expansion is to enhance Trigas and oil's ability to efficiently provide energy solutions to the expanding population in Sussex County. Proposed use will cause no detrimental impact on the surrounding properties or neighborhoods. DLDOT has determined that the traffic associated with this use is negligible, and therefore did not recommend that a traffic impact study be performed. The majority of the surrounding properties are also zoned C1, and one of the adjoining property owners, Randolph Gunner, submitted a letter in support of this conditional use application. There are also other conditional uses that are in close proximity to the property. As Mr. Coben stated, the area, operational area behind the new office building shall be fenced for security purposes and also to lessen any impact on surrounding properties. And of course, there would also be appropriate lighting for security purposes. Based on this presentation, it's our belief that the application is consistent with the purposes and goals of the comprehensive plan, will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or traffic, and it will enable an established family-owned business to better serve the residents in Sussex County. And for those reasons, we do request that the commission recommend approval of the application. We, of course, are here for any questions that you may have.
All right, well, we'll see if we have one, but first I'd like to ask you if you would mind just removing that easel and exhibit there. It's blocking the entire side of the room, and we have everything up on the screen. And I want to see Mr. McMahon's smiling face anyway, so.
He's trying to hide.
I think so. Well, no hiding in here. Okay, thank you for your presentation. Let's see if any of the commissioners have any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Since it's conditional use, sometimes we have to ask a few more questions as opposed to just going commercial. But I understand. I leaned over and asked the chairman why they didn't just go for commercial, and it's because petroleum requires conditional. Is there currently a sign? Because if you want a sign under conditional use, you're allowed 32 square feet. On both sides, and if you want it lighted then we need to know that.
Mr. Hawkins, that's a very true statement, but in this case, because it's a little bit unusual, we don't typically get conditional uses on commercially zoned property, so in this particular case, it would default to whatever's permitted in C1.
All right, great.
These are.
Okay. So, based on that, Mr. Chairman, I think I understand the application, and I have no further questions.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, Ms. Charlton?
No questions, thanks.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson? Staff?
No, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Cornwell?
No, thank you.
Counselor?
None, except for I just asked the commission, because this is an expansion. I think there was a conditional use for the front, just to defer, so we can look at that prior approval, just so we make sure that they're consistent, that's all.
Probably true, and in instances like this, typically there might not be much in the way of conditions. I would suspect that whatever conditions were on the original one will likely extend to this one.
Just so we don't create any problems for anybody if it's going to be approved.
I understand the application as well, and since we have no questions, I'll ask you to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2143, Tri-Gas and Oil Company Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2143? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions?
You did forget one thing.
What did I do?
Do you know her bar number?
I'll say again.
Do you know her bar number?
Oh, she's a frequent flyer.
Okay. I'm new.
She's on the list.
My bad.
However, I do think I should ask Mr. McMahon at least to show us his passport, since he's coming all the way from Maryland. Did you bring your passport with you tonight?
I did not realize a passport was necessary, but we do. I frequent these areas many times.
Well, I'll take that up with your father. All right, then. There being no further questions, no comment, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Generally, this would be deferred because we need time to just to construct a motion.
And we also just need to see that other.
He's already asked us to defer.
Yeah, we need to see the other conditional use. So. That's where we are, but you're welcome to stay for the rest of the evening if you want to.
Well, thank you for your time and attention.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, then. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2152, Charles Allman.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment to a condition of approval of conditional use number 1771, ordinance 2056, and conditional use number 2020, ordinance 2410, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 8.93 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Marshall Street, extended, and south of Swain's Private Road, approximately 570 feet west of Marshall Street Extension. The 911 address is 7158 Marshall Street in Lincoln. The tax parcels are District 330, map 11.17, parcel 20, and map 330, map 15.05, parcel 6. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis. There was a written request. The request is to allow for an electronic message center sign to be located with the application. The original condition allowed for a sign, but they are asking for an electronic message center.
Okay. All right, sir.
My name is Charles Allman. I live at 3018 Lighthouse Road in Milford. I'm here today to have an amendment on my conditional use so that I could put a digital sign out there instead of the old time where you go change the letters with the stick. Just trying to move into the future. It's not 32 square feet. It's only a 4x5, correct? So it's not a big, under my conditions, I'm allowed to have a 32 square foot lit up sign 28 feet in the air and illuminated from the ground. I don't want to make a drive-in movie. I just want to have a little bit more modern sign for our project. And
so you want to replace what you have now?
I don't, with this sign? I have nothing there
well,
now.
Well, I mean, you want to be able to. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not asking to have this in addition to what you're already allowed to have.
This will be the in use. It'll have them in my pack, and I have a picture of the sign there. And I've produced to stay in compliance, if there's any use, the sign can be programmed any way. There's, you know, dimming things just like lights and street lights or anything that the board would require if we would need it. That's, we have a letter from the company that you give us the, of how it's got to work, and we give it to them, and that's how the sign's set up. It's just mainly to make things easier, communicate with people, and just move in to where, you know, you don't have that whole box of letters, and after a while, it's like, I ain't changing it, or it's too windy, and half of them are in the field.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any additional questions for you. And no, boy, Mr. Hopkins, you're the lucky man again.
Well, it's not going to take as long as it did the last time. But I do have a couple of questions, and maybe it's to our counsel or Janelle. In that new sign ordinance, was this part of it?
Well, the gentleman's, you know, statement about the requirements, the new sign ordinance is really specific on how bright it can be, and how fast it can change, and when it can change, and what kind of animation you can have on it.
How about, I think I just have maybe two questions regarding that, hours and off-premises advertising. Is that clarified in there as well?
Well, this one would be on-premises. He would only be able to use it for on-premises advertising. In other words, he can only advertise his business. It's, you know, the storage business.
And that's in the ordinance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And any hours? In other words, is it going to encroach on the neighbor, like lights flashing, or is that part of the lumens?
Yeah, that's part of that.
So that, it shouldn't, if the neighbor has a bedroom in the corner of the house and the lights are flashing around, it shouldn't bother them too much? You're going to commit to that?
I'm not going to say what's going to bother somebody in their bedroom or not. I'm not touching that at all.
I have a variation on that question. Do we have the ability to restrict the hours of operation of a sign?
Well, so that is, there's, you know, brightness requirements and thing, but because it's conditional use, I think you can. Additionally, you can condition it further.
Because, I mean, Mr. Hopkins raises a valid point, you know, especially if there are close neighbors and so on, that one possible way of dealing with that is just to require the sign to not be illuminated between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. or something, or 4 a.m. or, you know, just a thought.
So, I mean, you have the ability to do it. It's conditional use.
I was asking if we could do that. Not that I'm not saying we should do that. I'm just wondering.
Mr. Knapp, that's all.
You got it? Okay. Ms. Wingate.
Is there a neighboring property?
There are a few neighbors, but basically, I brought some pictures of there. I'll submit them in there.
So as you're driving down, it's almost all farm fields to the south of there.
There are neighbors across the street. All the houses are set way back off the road, and there are tree lines through there. In fact, coming from north to south, you don't even see the sign until you get under the trees and look at the only sidewalk in Lincoln that I have. Blind and handicapped accessible. But you won't see the sign until you get through there, and the houses are set farther back than the office.
Right there.
On the road. It wouldn't even be brighter than a street light that shines on the road all night long that the utility company is putting in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thanks.
Okay.
So you want to have the sign on Swain Road?
No.
Marshall Street?
Marshall Street, yes.
Okay. And would you want to have it animated? I mean, so like, things can move on it all the time, you pictures popping up, people.
Well, it can be programmed anyway, but I mean, it'll have our hours that we store boats and RVs and I guess you might want to have a little RV go across it once in a while. I don't
Well, that would be one of the things I would say, please do not. I grew up on this street, so I'm very familiar with this street and where you are. So that's what, yeah, I was just curious about the lighting and the neighbors. Okay. And you said you wanted to be able to tell hours and...
Well, in our advertisement or Veterans Day, 25% off, just anything that's going on in the community that regulates to where we can give a better deal, I don't know, 10% off. There's a lot of different ways you can approach your selling of the units. We will have 280 units on the first building be storing there. That's a lot of letters to change out for something that one sign does. It's just to be more in there. And as far as the neighbors, their house is set farther back than our office. The sign is right on the sidewalk. So there's tree lines, fences, and all behind us south is Blue Hen Fuel. That's
right,
solid Ford fuel.
All the way to the railroad track.
Right. So there's no... There's not. In those pictures is the drive things, even the side roads where you pull out across from Eastman Heights, there's tree lines going there. You can barely see the little arrow where the sign's going.
So I'm assuming that the sign is going to be perpendicular to the road.
Right.
So the house that's directly across the street, it is not going to really be affected,
no.
I'm assuming, by the light, because the light's going this way and the house is
right
over there. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Further questions? Okay. Staff, any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone else has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2152, Charles Ullman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2152? Okay, there's seeing none. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Yes, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1857, Elizabeth Ann Burkhart.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3673 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Savannah Road and Woodland Road. The 911 address is 1500 Savannah Road, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 335, map 8.18, parcel 28. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis. There was a site plan submitted for the record, and we did receive the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And you are?
I'm Kristen Collison. I'm here on behalf of the Elizabeth Burkhart Trust, as well as the purchaser of the property, Kathy Madden.
And are you an attorney?
I am. I'm sorry. I'm an attorney from Hudson Jones, Jaberk & Fisher.
Are you admitted to the Delaware Bar?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a number?
6351.
Okay. There you go.
I'll verify. That would put all
I'm
the
glad effect. I memorized that. I wasn't prepared for that question.
Double mine.
That's right. Very good.
Just so you know, that's something.
Our attorney will verify that number.
Okay.
And if that's a tradition that goes back. Decades.
25 years at least.
It's like the torque report.
It started out as kind of a joke, and I can't remember who the first person was that we asked that question to.
Did they know the answer?
Actually, that's why it became a tradition, because a couple of people didn't actually know. I had to go look. And so every new attorney now gets that question. So welcome to planning and zoning. I'm quite certain that you'll never be asked that question again.
Okay, fair enough. Glad I passed. All right.
You did.
Okay, so today we're here for a, they are requesting a rezoning. Well, let me give you a little bit of background that might help. So Elizabeth Burkhart owned the property and passed away. She actually practiced a small psychiatrist practice in that building for 30 years. When she passed away, her daughter returned it to residential. She had a conditional use. Her daughter returned it to residential and used the property as residential for about 10 years. Her daughter has now had a stroke and can no longer care for the property. They have no family to leave it to. She has no heirs. So she's now looking to sell it, actually, to hopefully get funds to provide for her care. Okay. And so she has found Kathy Madden, who also is a social worker intending to hold a small practice in that building. Okay. So she's hoping to rezone it to a business community district, B2, which is for the purpose of office, retail, or services to serve the needs of the small area. Primarily, it should be nearby rural or low density or medium density residential neighborhoods, which is actually what that property is right around. There is a community across the street from it. There are some residential neighbors. However, there are also some commercial neighbors, as well as across the street. So she is hoping to benefit the community and the area by bringing her social work practice to the area. She's actually been in Lewis for 20 plus years. However, she's now bringing it to Savannah Road specifically. She previously practiced in a building with a dentist for 19 years. He has now expanded his practice, which has pushed her out. The reason I bring that to your attention is because she has no intentions of doing more with this property. She just wants to maintain her small practice that she's practiced the same for 19 years.
If I could, just want to remind you, and this is something as you continue in your land use practice portion of your profession, that this is a change of zone application. Really isn't about the specific use. It's about the general use of this building, this space, as a B2 area. The question we're charged with is to answer is this property appropriate for the zoning that's being requested? It's not really about the specific person who's going to use it. It's about whether or not this use, whether it was Ms. Madden or anyone else. So I would just ask you if you could, and it's actually, normally we get conditional uses on Savannah Road, and I'm also reminding the commission, this is a little different question than what we normally get on Savannah Road. This is simply that question as to whether or not this zone is appropriate. So actually, it might actually make your job a little bit easier this evening.
Okay. So I do feel that the zoning is appropriate given the area that it's in. Again, there's a community across the street. If you're looking at the property, directly to the left is a small practice for a urologist. Mm-hmm. To the right is a neighbor, a residential neighbor. Okay. So the property is, she has no intentions of building on the property, so she will use it the same as it is now. At most, she may add one parking spot. So she intends to, or she can only see one person at a time, so she can only have one patient in the building at a time. So again, more the reason she's not going to build on this property in any way.
Doesn't matter. We're here to answer one question. Whether or not that property is appropriate for the zoning that's being requested.
Okay, so the zoning being requested is to, if it will bring office or services to the area and to the community. Good. And she's going to bring social work practices to help these people deal with their anxiety, depression, and so on and so forth.
So are you suggesting that it will serve the general welfare and convenience of the residents of Sussex County?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay.
I have Mr. Wright here with me. He is the agent for the property.
Well,
he
can your bodyguard.
He can answer any further questions. Ms. Madden is not here, and obviously Ms. Burkhart's daughter, Beth, is not here, given her medical conditions.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and then sure. If we need to hear from Mr. Wright, we'll certainly invite him to speak with us. And we're going to start with Ms. Holly Stevenson.
I don't. I understand what B2 entails and that what can go there.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
What she said.
Okay.
Mr. Hopkins.
I probably should have done my own diligence, but exactly what all can go in B2? Because where I'm headed with the question is, since there's Are the other ones on Savannah Road, are there many commercial-type applications on, there are a lot?
Well, there's a lot of conditional uses.
Conditional uses.
Yeah, and the idea is, honestly, that the B2 would replace a lot of those conditional uses.
In fact, you think, you feel like a B2 is, it would be very...
Better. Yeah, I think it's actually better.
Okay.
There's also a limit to, I mean, the size of the building and the scope of the building, and there's actually a limit to the size of the B2 zoning district as well.
Because one, a lot of the what we've been approving on Savannah Road has been a business, mostly doctor's offices, like she's proposing, and there's going to be maybe six or seven or 10 cars pull in and out of there every day, as opposed to a convenience store.
No, right, and so it's limited in that, in the size of the property, but the kind of the idea with the B2, as opposed to all the conditional uses we've had, you know, like Mr. Hawkins, as you said, we've had a bunch of conditional uses for doctor's offices, and then they have to come in and apply for a change because they want to be a professional office.
Okay.
You know, and the B2 sort of eliminates that, it gives you a limited category of things that all work, so you have a little bit more flexibility, we still have control on it, kind of works.
I agree.
But Mr. Hawkins, to answer your first question, agriculture-related uses, greenhouse, commercial, wholesale, retail nurseries, bed and breakfast, hotel, motel, motor lodge, convenience store, fuel station, retail sales establishments, 30,000 square feet or less, pharmacy-related uses, 30,000 square feet or less, restaurant, 7,500 square feet or less, brew pub, office clerical research, business service establishments, bank, professional offices, personal service establishments, entertainment establishments, social service establishments, manufacturing, assembling, processing, winery, brewery, distillery, educational, cultural, religious, philanthropic, social, fraternal, or recreational facilities, places of worship, clubs, indoors or clubs. So you got the idea.
I have the full list if you'd like me to submit it as an exhibit as well.
And just so you don't feel singled out, we're all learning a little bit too, because these zoning classifications are relatively new to everyone. We just put them in place, what, 6 months or a year ago?
Yeah, this is your third application.
This is only the third application we've had, so we're learning a little bit too, so you can learn along with us.
So basically, then, it's a double-edged sword. Once it's zoned B2, then somebody could set up a church or a convenience store.
They could do a lot of other things. The limiting factor, of course, is going to be the lot size.
Yeah. So, okay, so you feel that kind of default, it defaults back to you really can't overuse the lot.
There's not a whole lot more you can do with it.
Fair enough. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other questions.
You're good?
That's it.
Okay. Staff, anything?
No, thank you. I have a full list if you...
Okay, good. Do you have it memorized?
No.
Okay.
Work on that.
No, but that's also why we have the table at the end.
There you go. Counselor, anything?
Just one, are there any restrictive covenants? It looks like it's been developed residentially, that whole sort of area. Is there anything that prohibits commercial-type uses on that lot?
No, sir.
Okay, all right, thanks.
All right, then. We thank you for your presentation. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1857, Elizabeth Ann Burkhart? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1857? Okay, anyone else on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.